Parshas Vayigash always is right after Chanukah. It's Shavua Shechalboi Chanukah. Shavua Shechalboi Zayis Chanukah. Avada the Shabbos continues with Chanukah. We don't make Havdalah, the Zayis Chanukah Neiris. It's not Ois Chanukah afterwards, Fakert. Not like those that say Zaus Chanukah and then Aus Chanukah. No, it's Mamshech Agantziyara, the Licht von Chanukah. The Emes is the Lamed Vav Neiris. That we start from Chafei Kislev, Avada, we go in ascending order according to Beis Hillel, but the Etzem 36 days from Chafei Kislev extends all through Chodesh Tevis of Esav's Chodesh of Tevis, the Tevis of Choshech, and extends even into a little bit Shvat. 36 days from Chafei Kislev extends all the way into even Shvat. Now, Avada, though, the Chodesh Tevis is the Chodesh of Choshech. We're getting ready for the 3 days of Choshech. Ches, Tes, and Yud Tevis are days of Choshech, and a remez for the three inyanim of Ches, Tes, and Yud Tevis is Ner, Ish, Ubeisoi. On Ches Tevis, they wanted to be Metargim the Torah, the Oyer HaTorah, the Ner of Torah. They wanted it to be in Targum. It shouldn't have the Kedusha of Lashon Kodesh. Ish, it's unclear in the Torah what exactly happened on Tes Tevis, but according to some, it's the Leda of Oysoi Ish. So that's Ish. Ner, Ish, Ubeisoi. Yud Tevis was the Matsoyer on the Beis HaMikdash. Now we know Be'emes, the Gemara says, Hey Tevis also, is also a date in the Inyan of the Choshech Dika days of Tevis, that the Besura came after the Chorban. There's a machlokes if the Ikar is Hey Tevis or Yud Tevis. The Chasam Sofer says, Remez, Achrei Hitiach Es Habayis. Hey Ches Tes Yud Tevis. Parshas Vayigash, L'choira has the answer, the antidote, the k'neged of these in Yonim of Hey, Ches, Tes, Yud, and Tevis. Hey, Tevis, the Gemara says, the Besura at the end of the Chorban finally came to the Goyla. And in Parshas Vayigash, Fakeret, the Besura comes to Yaakov, Maisa of Asim and Labanim, the Besura of Oiv Yosef Chai, V'chi Hu Moishel Beretz Mitzrayim, the ultimate opposite Besura. Ches, Tevis is the Targum of Torah, not in Lashon Kodesh. One of the Ramazim, the Shvatim, bring to the brothers is Kipi Hamidaber Aleichem, that they do speak Lashon Kodesh. Tes Tevis, according to others, in some of the Piyutim that we say in the Slichus of Asara B'Tevis, it mentions Misas Ezra, which is the end of the era of Nevuah. And over here, Vayigash is Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam, that he did have Ruach HaKodesh. And Yud Tevis, of course, is the Tchilas Hamotzoyer on Yerushalayim, but in Vayigash is Adarabah, the Yaschalta, the Geula, the Besura, that yes, they're going to go down, but that they're Osid to come out. So everything in Vayigash is Arum Dem. Now we also have, it says later in the Parsha, but we're just wrapping up Zois Chanukah over here, Ve'es Yehuda Sholach Lefanov El Yosef Lehoiros Lefanov Goishna. It should say Le Goishen, but we know Lamed Betchila can turn into a Hey B'Soifa Goishna. The Bnei Yisrael writes, and many Sfarim talk about this, that it's not a coincidence that on the dreidel, it's Gimel, Shin, Nun, and Hey. I don't know who started this in Eretz Yisrael. They switched it to a Pei. Gimel, Shin, Nun, Hey is Goishna. Goishna is Gematria, Mashiach. Goishna is a representative of all the different Golosin. There was a Golos HaNefesh, a Golos of Guf, a Golos of Seichel, and a Golos of that's Koil HaKoil. That's Goishna. There's Yehuda Sholach Lefon of Goishna to represent the Besura of Mashiach. Goishna, Gematria Mashiach. Goishna is Gematria, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch. That the Bnei Yisrael writes on the Inyan of Goishna. Now, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. The Medrash says he was Nigash. Yehuda was Nigash towards Yosef. He doesn't know who it is yet. The Medrash brings three pshat on what he was Nigash. What was the Hagosha? Rabbi Yehuda says, Limulchama. Rabbi Nechemia says, Lepius. And the Rabbanan say, L'tfilo. I once saw that all three pshatim are tfilo. There are different aspects and facets of tfilo. There's a tfilo that's Betsura Milchama. There's a tzura of tfilo that's Pius. And there's a tzura of tfilo that's tfilo. But it's different oifanim of Hagosha L'tfilo. Ain Hagosha El L'tfilo. The Iker Yesoid of tfilo be'emes is Vayigash, Ayid, Yehuda. Vayigash, Elov Yehuda, to the Shechina. He thinks it's Yosef. He's really being Nigash to tfilo. The Mahus of tfilo is to come close to the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Gemara says in Chagiga how many hundreds and thousands of and millions betzim of miles away is the Merchak from Shemayim to Aretz. But the Emes, all Yid has to do is Vayigash, and then the Bashefer is there right in front of him, a Moifis, a Pel of the Kazakh. Vayigash, you come close, and that's the Musig of Tefillah, and it's Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda, a Yid is called a Yehuda. It's someone that's Moide. Moidim is gematria mea, keneged the mea brachas. That's what I'm talking about. It. The inyan of hayda vayigash, and then you can give a hayda. The rekeach brings it's brought down to the darkei moisha and hilchas tefila and arachaim and simin sadi hey that before we daven we walk three psias. The vayigash is three psias because there are three people that it says vayigash. Vayigash Avraham. It says earlier. It says vayigash Yehuda and there's vayigash Elio. So the three vayigash is the makar for walking the three psias. There's a tzura that a person davens. He takes three psias towards the bashefer. When you finish davening, you walk back three psias. Now, if someone can help me, what the makar is that people walk back when they finish davening, they walk again back three psias, and then they do as a Kiddush Levana jumping thing three times. You've seen people doing it if you finish davening earlier. What is the source for this thing? It's a mistake, and I'll explain what's going on. Me'ikra din, when you walk back the three psias, you're supposed to stay in the place where you walk back and remain there until the Chazaras Hashatz, and you walk up, and then the Chazan says Nakadish, and actually Me'ikra din, the Mechaber says that only the Chazan says Nakadish. We're knowing the Goin says, Elof Tishma'un, that we should say Nakadish, but then the Emes, we walk, and we do Kadosh, 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 and by Kadosh, 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 you go up, and you do the tiptoe thing three times. Now, people forgot about that. They're in a rush. I don't know where they are. They quickly, as soon as they finish davening, and you walk back up. But the collective memory of that you're supposed to go up three times by Kaddish, that remains. So as soon as they finish davening, they do this triple thing. I don't know if they remember to do it again by Kaddish. Possibly that's the source for why the minig is that. I don't know. So Vayigash, we said, is for tefillah. And they're telling him, be'emes, they're talking to Yosef, but be'etzem, it's talking to the Bashefer. Yeshlanu of Zokein. We have an Avinu Shebashamayim. V'layachal hanar la'aziv es aviv. V'yid can't leave go of aviv of the Bashefer. V'in ozav es aviv ameis. A person has to know that his dveikas v'bayri yisbarat has to be, and if not, it should be to the extent that he knows, in loy lamalichayim. Now, literally, though, he's talking to Yosef, and there's a shakta v'tariya, and the taime hamikra, the going, a lot of times is medayik, the taime hamikra, v'yigash elav Yehuda is kadma v'azla revi, and then zarka munach segal. V'yigash elav Yehuda, v'yoymer, be Adoni is Kadma Va'azla Ravi Azarka Munach Segal explains the Gra, the Taimi Amikra is alluding to the question of why Yehuda the Ravi, the fourth son, why is he jumping to the front line? Why is he first? He's older than him. Kadma Va'azla Ravi, the fourth one, went first. Why? Because Zarka Munach Segal, he threw away his Menucha Skula, he threw away his Alam Haba, he told and took Achrayas, he took Arvis that he's taking over his Mavatar on his Alam Haba, he's not Matzliach to be Shomer on Binyamin. Now the Al Shech HaKadosh in the sugi here, very interesting, he stells on a Moira de Gazah. If you look at the Shaka Lataria from the end of the Parsha of last week, Yehuda offers, suggests that everyone, if they find the Gavia of the Chashud of the Gavia, that everyone should be sold as an Eved and the actual Chashud should die. Now when it finally happens and they see that it's Binyamin, they're offering a much lenienter option of punishment. Everyone can go home, and the Nimtza HaGavia is Eved. He offered much worse, and all of a sudden now he's fighting. What changed? Explains the Alshach. Originally, Yehuda Be'etzem was being makabel on himself. They understood that this has to do as an oynish for the Mechira. Somehow the Gavia is connected to it. That's a separate cheshbon, but the Gavia is the letters Yud Gimel Ayin Beis. It's 13 times Midas HaChesed. Ayin Beis is Chesed, and it's 13 times Midas HaChesed. On Yom Kippur, many are like to say 13 times Yud Gimel Midas. Gavia is the ultimate Yud Gimel Ayin Beis, the 13 times of Midas HaChesed. Whatever that inyan of the Gavia is, but Yehuda is understanding that he's accepting it upon himself as an Oynish Meshamayim for the Mechira. And yes, everyone should be an Evan, and the actual one should Yomus. But when he sees it's Binyamin, and Binyamin Bechal wasn't Shaykh to the Mechira, so all cards are off. That's not the Sugya. The sugya changed. Now he's fighting for the finish, for anything. The Mehekatesa. Binoisef adds the Malshech. You know, Yaakov, by Rochel, when she stole the Trofim, Yaakov said, Asher Yia, Trofim, Lo Yichya, and even though, yeah, he meant it, didn't mean it, Yotza Mila Yaakov Avinu, and she died. Yaakov, Yehuda said, Zeshenim Sagadiyah Yomis. Why wasn't his Dvar of Yotza to Akiyim? So explains the Alshech, because he said it, not tonight, Kofel, but he said it because of a gather of a Kabbalah's Oynish. Of the Mechira. The minute it wasn't before that that's what's going on, they're not. Now another Nechuda, the Beis HaLevi writes, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, he explains, Something is wrong. There's a broken telephone going on over here. Yehuda, if you look at the psukim, he's pashut going through the shakavatari of the pre-conversation that already happened. So he explains the Beis Halevi because Yehuda is telling Yosef, he says, there's something wrong. There's a meilutz here. I don't know, he's translating things off. I say one thing, we're not communicating. Let's restart the conversation again, step by step, and let's see how it's working. Because ki ameilutz beinoisam, he's the one that's offering wrong information. Now, there's a big arichus in the Medrash, and many of the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about this, that this confrontation between Yehuda and Yosef is really the ultimate of also Maisa Ovesim and Labanim, that La'osid is going to be a Chaluka in the Malchus, that Avada Be'ikr, this Malchus based David, but we know that two generations in, David, Shloimeh, Rechavim, and then boom, there's a Yeravam and a split, and the Malchus splits into Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael, which is really Yehuda and Yosef, Yeravam from Ephraim. It's Yehuda and Yosef, the ultimate meeting over here, confrontation, is really the confrontation between Yehuda, which is Midas Malchus, and Yosef, which is Midas Yisoyev, and it's not, that's the surah how history is going to spell out, that La'asid, the Malchus is split like that. All that is Maisa of a Simon Labanim already in the Psukim over here. That's what's really going on beyond what we see as the Pashup Shah. Now they're telling him, and they're going through the Shakvatari again, and they tell him Va'achiv Meis. This was earlier, Betzim, but they had told him that he says Va'achiv Meis. They said that he died. Rashi said they were Mishana. They didn't know really where Yosef is. They said Va'achiv Meis. The Chasam Sofer has an interesting pshat. He says Yehuda is trying to convince Yosef that it can't be that Binyamin is the Ganav and that he deserves to be punished. And his cheshbon is like this. He says, you have to understand, it must be that Binyamin is a tzaddik and didn't steal anything. Because l'chaira, if two people die, that's already a chazakah. Now, Rachel died baderech, and inserting this info, Yosef died, that's what he's saying, v'achiv meis, so that's already a chazakah, l'greisa. And al chazakah, Binyamin should also have died baderech if he wasn't a tzaddik. It should have been already ma'ir v'kitri glura. The fact that he didn't is a prava that must be Binyamin is a tzaddik. Now, this wasn't true, though, because Yosef really wasn't it. Another pshat, I saw the Meshech Chochma says, when they say V'achiv Meis, there's a sugya in Ksubis and Yivamis and other places, when a Baal is Nelam, and they're asking the Isha says, Bari li. Rashi over there says, Ilu hayachai hayaba. I know. So they're saying that same beginning, V'achiv Meis, it must be, he's there. Ilu hayachai hayaba. Now the Pasuk says, V'lo yochol Yosef lis'apik. V'lo yochol Yosef lis'apik. What exactly is he withholding? The Shem Yishmuel says interesting pshat. He says, we know that the most yuknei of Yosef is the same as Yaakov. And therefore the kash is, why didn't the brothers recognize Yosef? Yes, Chazal say that they didn't recognize him because when he had left, he was b'li chasim azakon, and now he's with chasim azakon. And that's why maybe they don't recognize him as the Yosef they know. But why don't they recognize him as he pashut looks like the younger version of Yaakov? So there is one shot, is because Yaakov, Miroiv Tir the Ensar of all those years, looked much older. And that's why it already looked different. As a matter of fact, I forgot, someone says, that's what it means, Ki Nivhalu Mipanav, it says later. They were so nivhal, they say, wow, that's what Yaakov really should look like in the younger version? He was so far moved, more bezikna and besevel, that they weren't even on it. But the Shem Yishmuel wants to say something else. He says that Etzem Yosef, yes, looks like Yaakov, but it's more than just physical facial features. There's some kind of a ruchnistik oyer that Yaakov and Yosef have in common. The reason the brothers didn't recognize Yaakov in Yosef is because Yosef was holding it in. He was misapik. He was trying to hold in this ruchnis. And then there came a stage with v'lo yochel lis'apik. He couldn't hold it in anymore. And he saw that it's coming out. And then yes, they're going to ultimately notice and realize that it's taka Yosef. And he tells them, Ani Yosef ha'oyde b'chai, Yeduim umufursamim, the raid of the Beis Halevi, that the Medrash says, Ani Yosef ha'oyde v'chai, and the Medrash brings Amar Rav Kain Bardala, Oyin lanu miyoyim adin, Oyin lanu miyoyim ateichecha, Yosef katan shel ha'shvatim la'yochlu echav la'anoysoi, ki nivalu miponov, halachas kama v'kama la'osid, when a person has din v'cheshmen, the Beis Halevi says the Nakuda is, because a lot of times a person, when he has a tfi on him to do the Ratzon Hashem, his amasla is, I don't have koyach, I don't have moyach, I don't have zuzim, whatever his meniyah, siva is that he says, I wasn't able to. But then Mineu Bey, we have a Toichacha, a Hoichacha. We say, ah, you didn't have Koyach, but for that you did. You didn't have Moyach, but for that suddenly you were able to use your money. You didn't have money, but to buy that thing, that gadget, that thing that you did. We prove to you Mineu Bey from your Indian. That's what's happening over here. He tells them, you worried the whole time about your father. Why didn't you worry about him, Legabi, when you sold me? That's what it means. That's what the Medrash saw Bezunder in this Shakla Vatariya. Now the Chofetz Chaim writes over here a fascinating thing. Right? And they were Nivhal. The Chofetz Chaim says it's going to be the same thing. By the Geula, this is all Ma'aseh Avosim LeBanim. The Geula also is going to be Pisam Yavai. There's going to be Ani Hashem, and everyone's going to be Kinivalu Miponov. They're not going to realize. It looks like Yayinu Kecholmin, but Be'etzem LaOsid. That same Bechina Yosef is Gematria Tzion. Bishuvcha LeTzion. When we're going to that ultimate Bishuvcha is going to suddenly be. We're also not going to realize it's going to be the Pisam Yavai of that Inyan. Ben Ishchai writes, it says, Ki nivhalu miponov. He says, they were nivhal because Yosef had a taina. Yosef had a taina talk. He's telling them, why didn't you? It's a cute word. He says, nivhalu miponov. What's the letters before Yosef? Miponov means in front of Yosef. They take the letters. Yosef is Yud, Vav, Samach, Pei. What's miponov? What's the letters before Yud, Vav, Samach, Pei? Tes, Ayin, Nun, and Hey. Taina. Well, not in that order. Tes, Hey, Nun, Ayin. Taina. That's they were nivalu mipana from the Ponavia. What? That he has a taina. Hitaka did have a taina. Yeah, you don't need taninah. He had a taina. Nivalu mipana. The Ben Ishchai, the koyach haTorah of these kind of vertlach is mavil on the right. Now Yosef wants to prove that he is him, that he is who he is. He looks like Yaakov now, but he says Geshuna Eli, come closer. Rashi says he's showing that he was mohul. Fregen the achroinim. The Mefarshi Rashi asks, and many achroinim talk about this. L'chayra, what's the raya that he's mohol? B'nei Keturah are also mohol. We know Chazal said also Yosef was machrich, everyone to be mohol. But it says, ki ani mohol k'moyschem. You were able to see that this is the mila that Yaakov Avinu did. You were able to see, those that understand, they're able to see. This was mohol k'moyschem, that he was mohol like them. And another thing is that he tells them, we mentioned earlier, that he calls them that Geshuna Eli, that he's able to talk, B'loshem Kodesh. Now there's kashas on that raya also, maybe he grounded those. One of the Achronim say, okay, but both rayas tazamin, and it's Tzvei Simonim. Now Yosef tells the brothers, Va'ato al te'otzvu. L'chayra here, there's a very crucial point in the Shakla Vatariya now. They can get depressed. The shock wears out, and then there can become the ultimate depression. And Yosef says, no, whatever it is, his main time is Va'ata al te'otzvu. It's very interesting, and it's bedikah. In the Ali Shor, he goes through various midos and tunas and avoidus. The last perek, he calls it his perek acharoin v'chaviv, and he writes b'li atzlus, and he writes an exclamation point. It's not a typo. That's what Rav Volbe wanted to write. Perek acharoin v'chaviv, b'li atzlus, with a exclamation point, a kav nekuda, we call it in Hebrew. B'li atzlus, with a dogish, that a person has to know in his avodas Hashem, it has to be b'li atzlus. He writes over there, Rav Volbe, that a person has to be kal kanesher. How can a person be kal kanesher? You don't have wings. And he says, yeah, you have wings. Simcha. If a person has simcha, that could be his wings. And the Sfarim write about the simcha is maybe not the biggest mitzvah, and atzvas is maybe not the biggest avera, but what simcha brings to, and fakerik, what atzvas brings to, is the person has to know, va'ata al te'atzvu, even when he has an afila. Vayipol, Al Savre Binyamin Ochiv Vayef Uvinyamin Bacha Al Savar of Rashi says that on the two Bati Mikdash that were in Chelkeshel Binyamin, that are Soifei Licharev, and Binyamin is Baicha on Mishkan Shiloi. It's interesting, Shiloi is in the Chelik of Yosef. The Gemara says that Shiloi, different than Yerushalayim and Menucha Venachla of Yerushalayim, well, Menucha Venachla, one is Shiloi, one is Yerushalayim, it's Machlaikis, but Shiloi is Bechol Haroya. Shira, the Gvul of where you can eat Kachim Kalim, is not Munach in an Azara or in the Chaymais Yerushalayim. It's not physical boundaries, it's Bechol HaRoya. This is because Yosef was the Koyach of Re'iyah, he was Taharas HaRe'iyah. So in Yosef's Chelak of Shiloi, it's Bechol HaRoya. Now why are they crying now about the Chorban? The Sfasemis explains, because Be'etzim, if Yosef would have not been Megala yet, and hold out a few more minutes, and the brothers would be Soivel a few more minutes, the Koyach of the Godless of the Shiftei Ka, those few more minutes would have been the ultimate, and then there wouldn't have been a need for all the goliyos and the whole thing. So the fact that above the yachol Yosef Lesapik, for whatever the reason that that's kach kach bricha wanted that the seder spousals of the history would go, but because of that, that's why there has to be korban. So now is the ultimate time to cry on the korban. Now Yosef tells the brothers to bring down Yaakov Avinu. He's telling them, "V'yikach v'kuas avichem v'espateichem v'boi elai v'etn lachem es tuv eretz Mitzrayim, eretz goyshen tuv eretz Mitzrayim." The Al Shach Hakadosh Yas other Achrayim. The pasuk says later that v'yosef Yosef es achiv v'yitan l'machuz v'eretz Mitzrayim v'meitav ha'aretz v'eretz Ramses. What's the meitav? Goyshen or Ramses? It's two different places. The Al Shach explains that the etzem Ramses is the meitav. Ramses has better fertile karka for growing dogon. But we're dealing with the Shnois Harav. And in the Shnois Harav, Asher Ein Charish V'Katzir. There's no Chitim and Sa'irim now. Goyshen then, Meitav can ultimately change. We're not up to Meitav with the details if the status of the Meitav changes, but that's the Nakud over here, that Meitav, in the Zman Harav, Goyshen is actually the Meitav, because for if there's not going to be Chitim and Sa'irim anyways, for where the animals could graze, possibly Goyshen is better. But afterwards, Avadet, it's Nepach, that Ramses is the higher one. Now Yosef gives out Ule Binyamin Nosan Shloish Meyos Kesef Vechamesh Chalifay Smolis. Everyone got one suit, and Binyamin gets five. Plus he also gets Shloish Meyos Kesef. Famous Gemara Megillah. Efsher Dover Shen Etzdarba Isay Tzadik Yikashel Bayare. The whole kina starts with a beged. Ksayin is passing. A beged is the trigger for the whole issue. And over here, after the whole story happens, because Yosef got an extra beged, he's giving Binyamin extra begadim. Five extra begadim, says the Gemara. The five begadim is a remes for Mordechai she'osed yotlotzeis milifnei amelech bechavisha levushei malchus tcheles v'chor v'chor. Fregen da achroinim pshat in the Gemara, peladike Gemara. The kash was that there's going to be kina, because the whole kina happened because of begadim, and they're giving Binyamin extra begadim. And for the Gemara, I got it, there's a remes, a Purim Torah, it's a remes for Mordechai, but it doesn't answer the question. Is the emesis azoi? What about the money? The Gemara didn't tell on the money. So the Marsha says, yeah, Binyamin got money, the other ones didn't. First of all, Nish Geferlich, the money he could hide in the pockets. They don't see the money. But, oh, that's not the Marsha says. But the Marsha says it's a sensitive issue about clothes. That's what triggered the kinnah originally, that he gets extra money mele. There's also a pshat that Be'etzem, why is he giving Binyamin punkt 300 kesef? There's many pshatim, but there's a beautiful pshat that every one of the other brothers except for Binyamin sold him down as an eved. And an Eved's value is Shloishim Shel Eved. And as such, each one of the brothers would have been Mechoyev according to the Kolom of Pidyon Shvuyim for 10 times that price to pay 300 to be able to be paid the Yosef. And every one of them, each one by himself, would have been Mechoyev to the ultimate 10 times 30 to pay Yosef 300 and free him. So each one really owes Yosef 300. And he was Moichel then, in Keilu Kiblu. And Binyamin got 300. Binyamin got it in cash. The other ones got it in Mechila. I would say that's certainly not going to trigger a kinnah. But what about the begadim? So the Torah says the begadim are the remes for Mordechai. The Goyim says that those begadim that Binyamin got were much cheaper than the shvatims. It was in price, it was the same. Binyamin had to get five for a remes for Mordechai's five begadim. But price wise, I'm not sure which is better. One fancy suit, the five, chleis, you know. But it depends. But that's the, and he's even medayik, it says Khalifa is lashin chaser. It's Binyamin's five suits were the price of everyone's suit. But Rabbi Shmuel Diskin takes the sugi from a different angle. He says, one second, why is Binyamin getting five suits as a remez for Mordechai? And 300 we explained already. Why is everyone else getting a suit? What's the deal with a suit? Why is everyone getting a suit? We got suits. So he says, no, it says Vayikru Simloisa. And they ripped their begadim. And they ripped the begadim because they were trying to do kapara for the chet of the mechira. So they had ripped clothes. He had to give them a suit. Binyamin rather didn't rip his clothes. He didn't part of the chet and he didn't rip his clothes. Binyamin's getting five cheaper suits as a remez for Mordechai. That's the Gemara Megillah. Everyone else is getting suits because their suits were ripped because they did a krak susi. Binyamin didn't do a krak susi. Someone asked me in Hilchas Mazik, is that considered Yosef, by not telling them who he was, watching them ripping their clothes in, because they think that they need a kapara? Is it Yosef's fault? Okay, that's already a Baba Kamashai. Yosef tells the brothers, Al tirgazu baderech. Rashi brings a few pshatim. One is, Al tisasku bidvar halocha. Shalai tirgaz aleichem aderech. Don't learn sugyas. Davar acher, don't do psiyagasa. And the Pashup Shad is don't start fighting about whose fault it was. I once heard it's not a stira. Fighting about whose fault it was is a sugya. That's called learning a sugya. It's also a sugya. The sugya from Mechiras Yosef. But he tells them don't learn. And the emes is the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Yud, brings this pshat that al tirgizu baderech means al tisask b'dvar alocha. And the Gemara asks, Eini v'ha'omer rabili bar brachyo shnei talmidei chachomim shemahalchim baderech ve'ein b'neim divrei toira ru'uyim lisarek. And it brings a pasuk. So you must learn on the derech, says the Gemara. Yeah, hala migras, hala iuni. On the derech, you have to learn b'kis, not b'ian. You learn b'ian, you'll get farblunjit. You'll get farblunjit in the sugya, you'll get farblunjit in the derech. It's not good, not for the derech, not for the sugya. In the derech, you learn b'kis. But al tisasku was meaning not to learn b'ian. It's mavel al arayim. What did Yosef think they would have done if he wouldn't have warned them? Straight back to the sugya, they were learning it. It would be poshut, right? The achim, the shiftei kol, what are they doing, right? They didn't need it. It's a good thing to have, but they didn't need a pocket mishnayis for the road. Like, oh, I'm learning a pocket mishnayis. No, they're not. To the Rambam, whatever they're holding, whatever the sugi, the oimek sugi they're holding it. You don't have to, you don't need backup. When you're on a bus, it's you can't be holding in the sugi. Living and learning is in the ganze side. Yosef tells them, no, I'll tear gazuba derech. But if there's a bus driver anyways, and you're not going to get from blunjit, so then avada, you could be living in the sugi to the ultimate level as before. There's a famous word. It says, the Sama Rebbe said, in the Midbar, it says, Kasher Yachanu Kein Yisou. He says, because they went with the Anonim. With the Anani Kovet, there's no chash they're going to get from Blunjit. The Anani Kovet are telling them when to go, and where to go, and what to go. So they can learn B'ian. Kasher Yachanu Kein Yisou. There was no difference. There was no difference. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his younger years, would travel a lot to be a Sandik. People would ask him, he would go all cities, Yerushalayim, Ashdod, Neibrak, everywhere. Yeah? He would go be a Sandik. And they asked him, what about Bittul Torah? He says, I learned on the way. They said, what about Bittul Torah Be'echus? He says, no. Nishdok in chilek. There was no chilek. The ultimate, looking and learning, there was no chilek. Someone was once on a plane, a gvir, and Reb Shmuel Birnbaum was on the same flight, and this guy had a first class ticket. And he saw Reb Shmuel Birnbaum sitting cramped in a seat next to a Zlob Goy. And he says, Kvod Rosh Hashiva, I can give you the seat in the front. He says, and then what's going to be? And then this guy's going to be, and you're going to sit here. What's this? Send the Zlob to the first class. We have two seats here. We can sit and learn. I don't think the guy ever offered again next time. But for that time, yeah, Mit Galant. The pasuk says later on that Yaakov comes down. Vayizbach zvochim lelekei oviv Yitzchok. Rashi says, Chayiv adam bechavid oviv yoiser mikvoid zkeinoi. Lefikach tala b'Yitzchok v'loi b'Avram. Right? What's the lashon of the pasuk? Perek memvav pasuk aleph. What's the diuk? This is brought down with halacha actually. Right? Vayizbach zvochim lelekei oviv Yitzchok. What about Avram? Yes, a person is chayiv in kvoid avi oviv, but a person is chayiv in kvoid oviv more, and that's what's brought down with Shulchan Aruch. A person is chayiv b'chvoid avi oviv, but not as much as oviv. Makshim ha'olam. There's a big tumult about this. We know there's a concept. If your father and your mother ask you to do something, and there's a dilemma, the kedimah is to the father because atov ve'imcha chayovim b'chvoid avicha. So why don't you say atov ve'avicha chayovim b'chvoid avi avicha? And that should be machriya. The avi oviv is even more. And the answer is there's a lot of cheshbonis, but the nekuda l'chayra is when the two chayuvim are equal. A father and a mother potentially is equal, and then to be machriya, which one b'chol zeis kedima? There's an atav who chayovim b'chvoid ha'u. But when it's be'etzem a lower darg of chiyav, the etzem chayiv of aviv is a more ultimately chayiv more than avi aviv, than avada. That's not machriya. A dogma for this, I mean, you could anyways have. Imagine a person has a dilemma. He has, I mean, you want to make a geshmaka case. You have a isha tzidkan is coming with the soup. It's very hot because kli shlishi einim avashal. And she's standing there by the table, and her husband, father, mother, shver, oh, and also her shver's shver, but it's not the grandfather, because it's a zivik sheni, the shviger got remarried, but it's chomiv of her shver, as there. Like, who should she give the soup to first? So, let's say she gives it to her husband, but her husband might still have now a chiyuv to give it to his father, or his shver, or the grandfather. There's a big balagan about the sidrei kedima, but one dugma l'mashal, it's pashat that if your father and his shver, Zivik Sheni. So he has a chiyuv, mechavid chomiv, but it's not your grandfather. Atav, aval atav hu chayov mechvaid chomiv.
for sure not. You b'chlal don't have a chiyuv today. He's a nice guy. You don't have a chiyuv. So even by Aviv and Aviyav, we do have a chiyuv to both. Oh, but the dargas chiyuv of Aviyav is not the dargas chiyuv of Aviv. You don't say ata v'hu by such a case. There's a lot of complex cases of working out who you should give to first. Wait, don't wait till the soup gets too cold. Figure it out before. Ask your LOR what you should do. At the end of the parasha, we have here now that the Shivim Nofesh go down. That's it. It's not Shivim. There's really only 69. And there's all kind of cheshbons. Who's the 70th? And the ultimate, the meeting of Yaakov and Yosef.
Yes. Vayeser Yosef Makavte Vayalik Ras Yisrael of Goishna Vayeril of Vayipal Al Savorav Vayevk Al Savorav Oid. Yosef is crying Al Savorav of Yaakov. And what is Yaakov doing? Avol Yaakov Loinafal Al Savorav Yosef Veloinashka. So there's a famous kasha. There are toiv turutzim on this, maybe more. But why is Yaakov saying kriyishma and Yosef is not saying kriyishma? So just a few dugmois of what maybe could be the kivun. Maybe Yosef already said kriyishma earlier that morning. Yaakov had not said kriyishma yet because he was holchei drachim and he was had a tirad of the derech, so he hadn't had an opportunity to say kriyishma. He finally got to the achzanya. He's able to say kriyishma. Yosef had already said kriyishma. Alternatively, it was vesikin. And Yaakov is saying kriyishma ke vesikin. Yosef, well, first of all, he's a melech, and a melech says kriyishma later. Melech is b'shol yishoyis, not vesikin. Another option, Yosef is right now busy with kibbut av, and that overrides. But like this guy, fakert, Yaakov was vesikin. So either it's Yosef already said kriyishma, or Yaakov was doing vesikin, and Yosef had reasons not to. There are many other pshatim, but Hatzara Shavu Shebehen is that L'chayru, we can already go beyond. This is not talking about Kriyashma Shal Shachris. This is a different Kriyashma. What is the Kriyashma? Some of the Achranim say that this is Yaakov's opportunity now of seeing the Ratzon Hashem and how everything came clear. And he has a tremendous Ava to Yosef, and he wants to, the first thing, express an Ava, first Klapi Bar Yoel. But another Nakuda also is that he's saying Hashem Eloikeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is Midas Arachanim, Eloikeinu is Midas Adin. One thinks maybe it's two facets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach in this world, and it's maybe from two different. And the answer is no, it's Hashem Echad. Sayid Hashem, Sayid Aleikenu, it's all Hashem Echad, it's one. Another pshat is that the some Sefer writes that La'asid Lavoi, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Echad has 25 letters. Baruch Hashem Kvayid Malchusi has 24 letters. Together it's 49, and the Zohar explains that this 25 is Yehudi Ilah, and then there's Yehudi Tata, which is only 24. But La'asid Lavi, we're going to say Uvaruch Shem Kvayi Machusil Anavad. And that's already the 50th. That's the level that we don't have yet. La'asid Lavi, we're going to get to that 50th. Now, we spoke in the previous parashas, Yaakov Avinu now in Mitzrayim, these 17 years in Mitzrayim is already a symbol of the Maisa of a symbol on the bottom of La'asid. Yaakov now, when he finds Yosef, and by the way, the Shvatim's names have 50 letters. Yaakov was always worried Yosef is gone, it's not going to be the full Shlemus of the 50 letters. He now sees that Yosef is here, he sees the full Shlemus of 50, and he says, Uvaruch Shem Kvayt. So in fact, Yosef was also saying Kriyashma, but Yaakov's Kriyashma took much longer. Yaakov was saying, Uvaruch, it's not standard, Uvaruch, and it's the 50th. Yaakov Avinu's Haysafa of Uvaruch Shem is why it's able to be, it's more lengthy. One last child will say that the Sfasemis writes, Yosef is not saying Kriyishma. Kriyishma is a person totally disconnecting from the world and being mischaber, at least for those few minutes, of Kabbalah's Oil Malach HaShemayim and Avas Hashem and Yichud Hashem. The whole idea of Yosef is not that. Yosef is in this world. Yosef is down in this world and he's not totally disconnected. The Avas are Merkava. Yosef is Merkavas HaMishnah. He's connecting even this world down to Yosef is not saying Kriyishma. Yosef Pashat, the way he is in this world itself, is Pashat Ma'ala
Kvod Shamayim. That's what Yosef represents. Yaakov represents, yeah, totally disconnected and saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yosef is under an akuda. We can efshe still too. The Chasam Sofer writes, there's a famous kasha from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks why Chanukah is 8 days. There's 501 terutzim, but the Chasam Sofer says that the first 7 days it was nes, that it was an or of nes and it wasn't being oichel the shemen. The 8th day was even a much bigger nes. It was still the or of nes and it did eat the shemen. That that's even bigger. I'm not talking about Teva. I'm not saying Teva's nes. No. The 9th day was regular Teva. Yeah. On the 8th day, the oyer of nes that was doylik, which the first 7 days didn't shtel tzu b'chlal to the shemen of Teva. On the 8th day, it went weiter, which shtel tzu to the shemen of Teva. The shemen of Teva gufa could shtel tzu. That's Yosef. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate kunst. And Wufir Ois. And there's a famous story with the goyin and the Magad Midubna. That the goyin asked the Magad Midubna to give him mussar. So the Dubna Magad told the goyin, he says, you think it's a kunst? You sit here in your room, you put down the shades, there's no windows, you don't see outside. You learn even during the daytime from the light of a candle, 22 hours a day, he slept 4 half-hour intervals. No nisyonis, nothing staring him from the outside world. You think that's a kunz? The kunz is to be mitmodeid with the real world. So there's two versions to the story, either the goyin started crying, or that he said, verzok medaf machana kunz. I once wanted to say, what's pshat in kunz? Simen Eurechaim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Kuf Nun Vav is an interesting simen, different than all the other simonim. It's between the Shachris and the Berchus Hamazon there. There's one simen about Mas U'matan. It's one sif. The simen of going out into the world and doing business, how a person should fear them. The simen of Kuf Nun Vav. That's the kunz. To be a tzaddik in Kuf Nun Vav. Yosef is Gematria, Kuf Nun Vav. Yosef is Gematria Tzion, Gematria Melech Yovan, Gematria Tiyaris. Gematria, a lot of things, but it's Gematria Kuf Nun Vav. Simen, that's Yosef. Yosef is the ultimate, makes the kunst that the Magid was talking about. He is Simen Kuf Nun Vav and remains a tzaddik.